Joining us now is Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, as we get a look at the start of that U.S.-Japan trade deal. Dan, thanks for joining us.
Yes, good morning. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so we're into the new year, and the first part of that U.S.-Japan trade deal underway. How's it going so far?
Well, I think it's going very well. I mean, we're extremely happy with the implementation starting a few days ago and getting us on a level playing field with our global competitors. And, you know, it's our largest market. You know, we're number one by far, just under, right around $3.7 billion in trade between beef and pork combined. And but as you know very well, the last year and a half, so we've been losing a little bit of share because of the disparity with the inbound duties. And this gets us on a level playing field from a duty standpoint and also some of the sanitary issues as well. So, yeah, we're very excited going forward. A lot of optimism. And I would say a lot of optimism across all major sectors within Japan, retail, food service, convenience store sector, et cetera.
How quickly do we see the impact of this trade deal? Quickly, or will it take time?
Well, I think both. I think some sectors we're going to see it quickly. You know, I look at the beef sector in particular, where we were at a 13% disadvantage vis-a-vis Australia. And I think in the retail sector and some of the other sectors, that rebound could be fairly quickly. We were in Japan in December, right before Christmas, and met with the trade. And like I said, the incremental buying has already begun. Of course, we don't see it yet in the stats because we're a little bit delayed there to see it. But we know that business is ramping up in some sectors already. Other sectors, it could take a while. But nevertheless, you know, the tailwinds that are going to come with this agreement, it'll be positive all the way around eventually, I think, for both beef and pork in most of the sectors.
I was going to ask, will one of those sectors perhaps see a more immediate benefit than the other?
You mean between beef and pork?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think beef will probably be maybe a little quicker because it's a much more dramatic difference. But that being said, on pork, processed pork, seasoned ground pork, there's immediate benefit in those sectors as well, to the tune of 6% difference, whereas we're looking at a 13% difference on the beef side. One other thing I should mention, Mike, too, is that the timing really couldn't be better for this. Of course, we wish it would have been sooner, but as it is, the timing is pretty good because we have a lot of things going on in Japan at the moment, not the least of which is increased tourism, and there'll be increased tourism above the normal amount later this year because we have the Olympics, Summer Olympics in Japan, which will be a lot of foreign visitors coming in, for that, obviously. So this is a real food service opportunity as well on both beef and pork. So that's really incremental to what we are seeing as normal growth over there, which is already large in and of itself.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, about the U.S.-Japan trade deal that is now taking effect in Japan. This is phase one, right? There's more to come on this.
Yeah, this is phase one, which immediately benefits agriculture, which is a really good thing for us in terms of timing. But yeah, there could be more to come on a broader scale as well, involving automobiles and other industries. So yes, part one of two, but I'm glad that we're in part one.
What is the Japanese consumer reaction to our U.S. meat products there?
Oh, I think all things aside, we're the gold standard in terms of perception and quality, and safety is a given. I hesitate to bring up safety, but safety is important too. But quite honestly, to do business in Japan, safety is just a given. It's a requirement to do business. So beyond that, you know, our reputation is very good in terms of high quality. quality product, grain-fed, luxurious, rich taste. This is something that is well ingrained in the consumer in Japan, and like I said, we're well to help expand and consumption. Beef and pork consumption is growing as well. So these are all factors that line up very well to benefit the U.S. Ag industry in 2020.
And what about their economy? We know that how our economy is going impacts especially, I think, beef demand here domestically. What's the situation in Japan as far as their ability to purchase our meat products?
Well, the economy on the surface maybe doesn't look as robust as some economies, but quite frankly, it's a very wealthy demographic in Japan, a wealthy demographic, a largest savings rate per capita in the world. So you have a wealthy demographic that wants to, and they're willing to and able to pay for quality. So I think in this regard, it's a very good match or a very good fit for U.S. products. We don't want to be the lowest cost item on the street. We want to charge a fair price, and our price could be higher, but for the quality, we think it's very fair. And this is where, you know, the match with the Japanese consumer is so good because they do have the spending power to pay for the quality that they want. So this is the good news.
So we'll look forward to what we hope will be a very good year and years to come in our meat exports to Japan. Sounds like we're off to a good start with the new U.S.-Japan trade deal. We've been talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. Dan, thanks for the update.